Welcome back to the Harrogate Family Law Show on Stray FM. I'm James, under the studio by Emma. So I imagine in the early days, Emma, many people, they don't know how to go about sorting out their finances. Do you have any tips for them?
Yeah, so in the early days, you're likely to have lots of questions about where you will live, how you'll continue to parent your children, how you'll afford to live alone, and many more questions. Yeah. Your solicitor can give you advice on the practicalities of how to manage your money whilst you're going through the divorce process. So during the divorce process, for example, many people have to borrow money from friends or family, and some people may be in a position where their family are able to assist with contributing or purchasing a property to help them rehouse. But before exploring any financial assistance such as this, it really is important that listeners run potential options past their solicitor so they fully understand how it might impact the ultimate financial settlement. So for example, if due to such financial assistance your housing needs were then met, this may then give your ex-partner a stronger argument to receive a larger share of the capital to meet their housing needs. So it can have quite significant implications. Back in our May broadcast, we did discuss in more detail how listeners can prepare for an initial meeting with a solicitor and the information to bring, things like that. So in terms of tips, it's always helpful to be prepared, and so they can check back on that and
have a listen to that. Yeah. So what would you say to listeners who are concerned about the costs associated with obtaining advice from a solicitor?
Yeah, so costs are obviously always at the forefront of most clients' minds. At Harrogate Family Law, we offer a free half an hour initial consultation, which would help listeners to understand the divorce process and the relevant considerations for a financial settlement. Some clients do wish to have a slightly longer initial consultation to explore their situation in a bit more detail and to understand more about the specific pitfalls which are applicable to their case. So at our firm, the average first meeting lasts about an hour, but clients really do find that the information and advice they receive is invaluable in that first meeting in helping them to break down the different steps that they need to take to provide for their future. Some family lawyers start proceedings based on quite limited initial information, only then to discover unforeseen issues later down the line. We take a bit more of a strategic approach, gathering as much knowledge as we can about your situation from the very outset, which gives us a bit of an advantage so that we know what we're dealing with and what might crop up, and we can protect the client's position and save them time and money, hopefully.
Yeah, so is there an obligation after they've had this meeting, this free meeting with you?
No, there isn't. There are lots of different ways to reach a financial settlement, such as discussions between the spouses themselves. Ideally, after they've had the benefit of legal advice, they might be able to agree most things themselves, which would obviously minimise their cost there. Mediation, collaborative law, there are other options. Negotiations through solicitors. And also as an absolute last resort, there's the court proceedings if they're necessary. So Harrogate Family Law can assist listeners with identifying the right strategy for their circumstances and also for their budget.
Now, I know we've touched on this previously, but what should listeners look for in a solicitor? As I imagine a lot of people, they won't have been in this position.
No, that's true. So, I mean, for me, if I was in their position, it'd be essential to choose somebody that you just feel comfortable talking to. Nothing shocks or surprises us, so you can be completely honest and open. Well, it's just essential to be honest and open, because basically you need to be comfortable enough to discuss really quite intimate elements of your life and your finances, so that your solicitor does have a complete picture and can do the best possible job they can for you. I mean, our aim obviously is always to put people at ease the moment that they walk through the door. The first thing we do is just listen, and we then assess your individual circumstances and priorities and guide you through the divorce process towards the outcome that you want to achieve.
Yeah.
Obviously, expertise and reputation, they go without saying, they're equally important as well.
So if somebody's listening now and they want to find out more, want to have a chat with you for that consultation, how do they get in touch?
Of course, they can check out our very recently updated website at harrogatefamilylaw.co.uk. We've got lots of helpful articles and information, which again can assist anybody who's thinking of coming in for a meeting, just let them know a little bit more about what they can expect, or they can give us a call, you know, and one of our assistants will take some information from them and can arrange an appointment if that's what they want. So perfect. That's on 01423 594 680.
Great stuff, Emma. Thank you so much for coming in again. And if you missed the show tonight, don't worry, you can listen again online at strayfm.com.